following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you the news for the past week. And let's go ahead and let's peruse the articles. Shan't we? While we get ready for the big Christmas holiday coming up. Let's see what we've got. We're going to look here on Yahoo News because they always have entertaining things for us. Yahoo is the, it's a left-wing mouthpiece masquerading as a website for the general public. Let's see what they've got here. Top conspiracy theories of 2017, the top seven conspiracy theories of 2017. Well, we know which one should top the list already. It should be the Russian investigation. Let's see what they have reported and what their point of view is on this thing here. So let's get in there. And we're looking right now. Yahoo News, top seven conspiracy theories for 2017. Number seven, coming in at number seven, false flags from sea to shining sea. Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has called the Las Vegas shootings a false flag attack. According to the InfoWars host, the government perpetrated the attack, an elaborate plan that involved the prison release of former NFL star O.J. Simpson. Oh, that's interesting. I'm really curious as to how that ties in, but I'm doing a show right now, but I really, really want to look at that. All right, Alex Jones is inconsistent as far as his information goes. You know, I mean, he's like, I got a friend who's like that. He's right about a lot of stuff, but he also believes in UFOs and things like that. Although he did predict that Trump would get elected. He did predict that Trump would get elected when everybody else, including myself, did not think that that was going to happen. So there's that. I mean, you know, what can you say? Sometimes the dude is right. All right. The evil coming in number six, conspiracy theories of 2017, top conspiracy theories, the evil yogurt empire. This is another Alex Jones conspiracy theory, another winner from Alex Jones. That is Chobani Yogurt Company was responsible for funneling crime, disease, and migrant rapists to the town of Twin Falls, Idaho. In response to a lawsuit from the company, Jones doubled down, but then he ended up apologizing later on. Chobani Yogurt. Huh? You know, Chobani is kind of a... It's got to be an anagram for something. Chobani. It sounds evil when you start really thinking about it, doesn't it? You know? Isn't that funny? When somebody starts talking about something, your mind kind of bends to that perception. It's like, you know, if you thought you saw a bug, or if you did see a bug, even suddenly you're like feeling bugs on you and stuff like that that aren't there. Like you see a piece of dust and a dust bunny, and you're like, oh my god, it's a bug. You know, hypochondriacs are like, you talk about something and then they think they have it. Or even non-hypochondriacs. Have you ever been reading through a medical book or a psychology book and you're like, oh my god, do I have that? Is that me that they're talking about? All right, so Chobani, possibly evil sounding name, and the number six conspiracy theory for 2017. Number five, Trump Tower being wiretapped. Now, that wasn't a conspiracy theory. The Trump Tower actually was wiretapped. The FBI admitted it. And they also got Manafort too, didn't they? So they must have been tapping the Trump Tower in some way or form at some point here. Let's see. The typical progress of conspiracy theories is to start at the fringes of society and work their way into the mainstream. But there was a major exception this year when the president of the United States launched an attack on his predecessor. Terrible, wrote Trump on the morning of March 4th. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. You know, it's interesting that he said this is McCarthyism. That leads me to believe that he knew that they were tapping Trump Tower in regards to the Russian investigation or some sort of Russian investigation. A couple of things here. First of all, the FBI did admit that they wiretapped Trump Tower. They just said it wasn't in order to listen to Trump. Now, another thing is that they got Manafort by tapping his lines. So do you suppose that one or more of those phone lines were located at Trump Tower? All right. So the conspiracy theory might not be that far off from reality, if not completely on point. So you're never going to have a video of Obama going down to Trump Tower and installing the wires himself, right? And or whatever. I have to confess to you, I don't know how to wiretap somebody. All right. I actually do not know how it's done. I don't know how to do it. But all I know is that you're never going to see Obama physically installing whatever device you need to have in order to wiretap somebody. OK, you're not going to see him unscrewing the mouthpiece of the rotary phone to stick in the microphone there. Right. But, you know, the people who are employed at the behest of the administration do things to protect the administration. So, for instance, when Clinton was in power and all those ladies came out against him, the bimbo eruptions that they call them, and they were accusing him of these terrible sexual assaults, suddenly they're all getting investigated by the IRS. And when they asked Clinton about it, yeah, he denied that he ordered the investigations, but then he said that they deserved them because they were hiding money from the IRS. I can't remember what his justification was, but basically he said that they brought it on themselves, which is so funny to me because you would think that when you see that coincidentally your accusers are all getting investigated by the IRS and you are the president, that people would go, oh my God, they're going to think I ordered these. And then you'd make a phone call and say, look, guys, just don't let these girls off. You know, I mean, please do me a favor. This is going to make me look terrible. But no, he said they deserved it. He didn't even say anything like, well, these are people who are probably going after them to protect me. I'll admit that. But, you know, I don't have anything to do with this and they don't deserve it. No, he justifies it. In fact, if I remember correctly, he was kind of laughing about it. So I'm gonna do a Snopes and I'm gonna rate that claim as half true. All right, what counting down now? I can't even remember what number that was. Let's see. This was 7, 6. That was number 5. Trump Tower being wiretapped. This is a great way to end the year here, isn't it? So, number, what did I just say? 7, 6, 5, number 4, voter fraud. Voter fraud, that's a conspiracy theory, because you know we don't have any of that going on. Voter fraud, you know, do you guys remember earlier, was it this year? Earlier this year, the year has gone by so fast. Project Veritas showed video of the Democratic campaign claiming that they've been bussing people in for years and they're going to keep on doing it. They're going to keep bussing people in to vote. voter fraud. The president made another evidence-free claim about millions of people voting illegally in the 2016 election, supposedly for his opponent, although he would have no way of knowing even if the claim were true in the first place. Yeah, well, I remember that the governor of Virginia had given the right to vote to over 200,000 felons under the assumption that they would vote Democrat. Now, you know, I guess you can't assume that they're going to vote Democrat, but he was pretty sure, I think, that they were going to vote Democrat. I mean, he releases them just before the election, so you do the math there. Is that a conspiracy theory? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what is a conspiracy theory? A conspiracy theory is something that just hasn't been proven true yet, isn't it? I'll bet if you did an accounting of the conspiracy theories that came out being true, the ones that sounded legit, not crazy ones like, you know, like the lizard aliens or stuff like that. But I'm talking about this type of conspiracy theory. I'll bet a good number of them would be legitimate, or at least so rooted in reality that you could go, yeah, I could see where that came from, and that you could say that the end result is pretty much the same as what the conspiracy theory was alleging. Where are we at here? Number three, Antifa revolution. Number three, conspiracy theories in 2017, the top six. This is number three. Near the end of the summer, word began to spread among conservative websites. I noticed that all these conspiracy theories are caused by conservatives up to this point. Near the end of the summer, word began to spread among conservative websites and YouTube personalities that the group of anti-fascists, Antifa, were going to take to the streets of November 4th, sparking the United States' second civil war. What happened to the insurrection? Well, they say it never existed in the first place. A group called Refuse Fascism had planned 20 protests in small cities, but instead of armed insurrection, the group called for a passionate speak out with music and participatory act. That's funny because in the photo that they're using here in Charlottesville, Virginia, I'm seeing a lot of people with, well, I guess I'm just seeing the people in the front with a weapon and a mask and fists. And, you know, it's funny, just the people up front look violent. The ones behind them actually look like they'd be kind of fun to hang out with. Maybe Antifa maybe it's just being blown out of proportion. Although there was that Louder with Crowder video of the Antifa people planning to bring knives and guns to the event. So maybe not. Let's see what we got here. The Earth is still... What if the conspiracy theory of the Antifa thing was real, but they just couldn't get anybody to go along with it? Because they're like a bunch of liberals, so they're afraid of like actually starting a revolution because they don't want to get hurt and stuff. So they just kind of chickened out. All right, number two, conspiracy theory. Top conspiracy theories of 2017. Number two is on Yahoo News. The Earth is still flat. The concept of our planet being flat is certainly not a new one, but it somehow found itself that in the headlines in 2017. First was NBA player Kyrie Irving, who spent a year at Duke, stating he thought the Earth was flat. Irving later tried to say he was joking, but didn't actually admit to the roundness of the planet. That cheeky bastard. He's just faking you all out. He's like, yeah, the Earth is, the Earth, what I said before may not have been correct. The rapper B.O.B., I wonder what that stands for, attempted to take things to the next level, launching a sketchy GoFundMe in order to raise enough money to prove the Earth is not round. While there are two of the more famous orb deniers, Irving and B.O.B. aren't alone. The Flat Earth Society Facebook group has over 100,000 members. All right, guys, listen, I don't know how to break this to you. Yahoo News writers, that's why they call them Yahoos. I totally get that now. The Yahoo News writers. But anybody who claims that they believe the Earth is flat is trolling you, okay? They're not stupid. They're not ignorant. They're messing with you. They're messing with your head, okay? They're gaslighting you. They're trying to get you to believe that the Earth is flat, or they're trying to get you to believe that they believe that the Earth is flat is actually the much more likely one. It's like, you know, wrestling fans will do this to you guys sometimes, okay? The people who like pro wrestling for years, all right, years, they know it's fake. They've known it's fake years before the WWE came out and renamed itself Entertainment. They mess with you, okay? When they see that you are afraid that they might think it's real, they are messing with you to no end, pretending that they think it's real. And they will argue with you about it. But they know it's not real, guys. The same thing goes with the flat earth people, all right? They know, no one but now living who is over the age of 5 thinks that the earth is flat. You're just not going to find anyone who truly believes that. They're messing with your heads. As a matter of fact, the people way back when they believed the earth was flat, were also messing with your heads. Even they didn't believe the earth was flat. All right, so this brings us to the number one conspiracy theory. According to Yahoo News, the number one conspiracy theory of 2017, the Trump-Russia investigation. Yes! We knew it was true, but now it's here in black and white, in print. The Russia investigation is just a big old conspiracy theory. Fantastic. All right, so let's see what this thing says here. Right-wing outlets did not have a monopoly on absurd conspiracies in 2017. They're calling it absurd. They're going to get a lot of trouble for this. As legitimate congressional committees and independent councils investigated potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, a plethora of left-wing theories burst forth to offer their own interpretations of what was happening. All right, so they... You know the irony here? All right, well, the sentence I just read. As legitimate congressional committees and independent councils investigated potential ties between the Trump and campaign and Russia. So that sentence, that part of the sentence, is saying that it's legitimate, okay, that these investigations are legitimate. They're saying a plethora of left-wing theorists burst forth to offer their own interpretations. They're saying that those interpretations are wrong, but the actual investigations that are going on are legitimate. So that I was a little too happy here. I feel like Joy Behar being happy about fake news. Yahoo does believe in the Trump-Russia theory, apparently, because they're saying that, or maybe they don't. Maybe they're just too scared, because Yahoo is truly a tool of the government. If the government asked for information on any Yahoo newsers, users is what I mean to say, they turn it over at the drop of a hat. Yahoo has reported on itself saying that they just basically give the government any information that they ask for. So as a private organization, they are tremendously insecure. If you want every advertiser and every bureaucrat in the world to see your email, get an email account on Yahoo News. Okay? Now, I would say in my opinion, but this is not something that is not provable. Okay? This is actual... This is actual truth, that Yahoo News turns over your information with no regard to you whatsoever. Now, this might not be true for paid accounts. I don't know. But I know as far as free email goes, they will. And I don't have any reason to believe that it's any different with paid accounts. But anyway, Yahoo News is a huge left-wing mouthpiece. But they put here as number one the Trump-Russia investigation. So that is surprising. But then in this sentence here, it does call these congressional committees and independent counsels legitimate. So that makes me believe that they're either covering their behinds or that they do believe that this stuff is real. All right. Anyway, then they go on to make fun of some leftists who jumped the gun and said that Bannon was going to be arrested. And what else is here? And that the formal impeachment of Trump had begun. Despite her affinity for wholesale fabrication, Mensch still found herself published in the New York Times, which sparked a minor civil war between the paper's newsroom and opinion pages. So apparently this person named Mensch, who did she work for? She was in Parliament, former conservative member of British Parliament, who built a large following despite difficulty with facts. She came out with some stories that were debunked, and apparently some of her stories got put in the New York Times. Well, that's not surprising. But nevertheless, if you only look at the headlines and don't look at the nuance, the fact stands that the number one conspiracy theory by Yahoo News is the Trump-Russia investigation, and I'm going to go ahead and agree with that. As a matter of fact, it's gotten so bad, you know, Trump called the wiretapping McCarthyism. This country, the way it is right now, I am so thankful for the opportunity to actually live through real life witch hunts. And while it's a terrible thing that this is happening, to know that I am going through an important part of history, a significant part anyway, of history, is the most wonderful thing ever. I mean, when you would read about the McCarthy trials in school, as I did, I thought, God, the country could never be like that. They were so stupid. But we're that stupid. I mean, before I do the show, I take a look at the news that's been going on. These guys, you've got to hear it. Let me read this to you. Wow. This is from NBC News, December 20th, 2017. Senate Russia investigators are interested in Jill Stein. Well, she's a good-looking lady, you know? I mean, I'm not really surprised. Oh, they're not like that. They're interested in her because two Senate committees probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election have now asked for materials related to Green Party candidate Jill Stein's campaign. Ha! Huh. Why are they interested in Stein, the environmentalist and advocate of better relations with Russia? Oh, you can't do that. Has been a Kremlin favorite since her first run as the Green Party's presidential candidate in 2012. They're stating this as fact. She has regularly appeared on Russian state-owned television, including RT. Russia Today. RT is, I mean, their state sponsored the same way that the British Broadcasting Corporation is, or the same way that Canadian TV is. And Jill Stein pointed these out. And when she pointed this out, the other person said, it's not the same thing. But it is the same thing. It's state-sponsored, and all news organizations have their own degree of propaganda associated with it. And famously sat across from Russian President Vladimir Putin at a 2015 gala dinner. Okay, so Jill Stein explains this. She was invited to a conference on, on media relations or something like that, and it had nothing to do. She said that there was no translator at the table. She didn't even talk to the dude. So, and there were Democrats there also, right? And none of them are getting criticized for being there. So, oh my goodness, it's so funny, but this is actually McCarthyism. Trump is right. All right, guys, I...